This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 29th of August 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
You're listening to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Holly Fisher. And this week we welcome singer-songwriter Rozo into the studio. Originally performing under her own name, Kerry Leatham, she started out her career on London's acoustic scene. But after collaborations with the likes of Lapalux and Dells, she signed to Big Dada Records under the pseudonym Rozo and has taken her music into a more electronic direction. The result is a beautifully self-produced debut record called Salt, which sounds like it might sit somewhere between MIA and the XX. Rozo came by the Monocle Studios and took things back to basics with this stripped-back session. Here she is performing the title track from her album, Salt.
Take me with you. Take me with you. Take me with you when you go. Take me with you. Take me with you. Take me with you when you leave.
Rozo, thank you very much for that session. I think everyone's nice and relaxed for the rest of the day now. Let's start off right at the beginning. You were first sort of introduced to music from your grandfather, who used to tell you stories through song. How has that kind of played into your music now?
I think it's sort of the first time that I realised I really enjoyed that way of communicating. And I think, it really kind of shaped my path in music. I think from a really young age, I knew that I wanted to do something musical.
And you have been performing under your real name, Kerry Leatham, and now you've changed to Rozo. What was the thought behind that?
I think it was a new project and a new start and quite different genre of music. When I was doing solo stuff before, it was more along the kind of acoustic, folky roots, which I still really love, but I kind of needed to explore different genres, and I just thought going under a new name like really cements it being like a fresh start.
So this track is called All Right.
I wrap my
I was reading about how you have quite an interest in sort of harmonies and things you can do with vocals. Do you think that, I guess, this sort of genre of music lends itself to that better? Is that why you decided to go into a sort of more electronic, sparse sound?
I kind of just fell into it, really. It just kind of happened because, you know, I got certain sort of new instruments and started using different software and started experimenting with kind of recording sounds and then turning them into instruments and things like that. And I think it happened quite organically. I didn't set out to be like, you know, this is the sort of music that I want to make now. But I feel like it is easier to use harmonies and layered vocals and kind of experiment with vocal sampling and things like that in this type of music.
Am I right in thinking that you kind of self-produced this album and did a lot of it yourself rather than getting in extra musicians and things?
Yeah, I played all the instruments and did all the programming and stuff. Yeah, it's just the way it goes because, obviously, it's quite expensive to actually make an album. So I think these days people just learn to do things by themselves.
But yeah. Do you like to have the sort of creative control over that as well
when
you're playing everything yourself
and
tweak it as you go?
Exactly, that's it. I think I've been produced in the past and there was always something that didn't quite sit right and I felt like I didn't have the right to say that I didn't like something, and I really hated that feeling. So it's just like the only option was to learn how to produce myself.
And you recorded this album in the countryside, but it's got quite a sort of urban feel to it. How was that, making that sort of album in a rural setting?
It was really nice. Actually, I find it quite hard sometimes to be creative in London. I think you need to have that space. But I did, like, a lot of the percussion sounds on there came from this abandoned warehouse that I found, which is kind of near to where my parents lived. So I think it kind of creates a slightly more industrial, like, harsher feel on, you know, some tracks on the album. So it was good to get, like, a mixture.
So do you have a sort of certain place or time of day that you feel like you need to be in to get the best out of your creativity?
Yeah, usually in the evening when everyone else is asleep. Just being alone is probably the best time. It's where I feel most comfortable.
You make the blood run through. Can't drain the toxins in the absence of you. We're all
track is called Florida.
Hitched a ride out of town. We'll just drive until I feel I'm tired and I'm wired, but pride won't let me, so I'll keep driving through to Florida. I'll keep driving through to Florida. I just want a simple life, for you to think of me sometimes. I need to find my feet, but I can't help missing. So I'll keep driving through to Florida. I'll keep driving through to Florida. We've been together for some time, but we both know we're just existing. We only got together 'cause it was to be expected. So I'll keep driving through to Florida. I'll keep driving through to Florida. I'll keep driving through to Florida. I'll keep driving through to Florida.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Rozo. Her debut album, Salt, is out on September the 18th on Big Dada Records. Head to ninjatune.net for more information. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll be joined by Rhodes in the studio for a rather lovely session. This show was engineered and mixed by Alex Funnell. I'm Holly Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in.